What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I wish Joe Biden all the best, but the fact is he has left us dumpster fire, not just at the border, but also with the economy. First of all, we know that prices are way too high for many Americans. We have to work every single day to stabilize prices for American families. But Shannon, everything that he's bragging about ignores the fact that he has added trillions and trillions of dollars to the federal debt during a time of peace. He has left us with bond yields, meaning how are we going to finance that debt? We have to sell treasury bonds. And the treasury bonds have gotten more expensive because of Joe Biden's policies. So you go issue after issue. Oil prices are now shooting through the roof in the final 2 months of Joe Biden's administration, in part because of decisions that Joe Biden has made over the last few weeks. He actually hasn't left the American people in good economic condition. That's why they made Donald J. Trump the president-elect of the United States. So we've got a lot of work to do. I remain fundamentally, and you know this, Shannon, I'll always be an optimist about our country, but I think that optimism has to start with a bit of realism. And the real truth is that Joe Biden has left us a dumpster fire. Donald Trump is going to have to put it out, but he's good at doing that.
A dumpster fire that is being left for Donald Trump to put out. And we've got just the guy to walk us through how that might be possible. Steve Moore joins us once again, the distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation and a Trump economic advisor, as well as his authorship of the book, The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. Steve, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Annie. Great to be. By the way, who I missed the very first part of. Who was that?
J.D.
That
Vance. Was Vice President-elect.
Oh, yeah. He's exactly right. In fact, I've been saying the same thing that, you know, I use the term, you know, that Trump's going to need a giant pooper scooper to clean up the mess.
That might honestly be a better analogy than dumpster fire right now as we watch L.A.
Yeah. So there's a lot of work to be done, and I'm optimistic about the fact that we're going to turn things around. But, you know, I think it's going to take a little longer than I thought, because it's true that, you know, everything Biden's done just the last couple weeks, you know, taking all those millions of acres off land for development, you know, he's spending every penny he can get his hands on. It's almost like he's trying to make the problems worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he wants to mess it up as much as he can before Trump gets in there to make it difficult for him to have success. So as an advisor of his, how is he going to bob and weave through all of these obstacles Biden is putting in front of him?
Well, we've got to get going. We got to hit the ground running on day one. And he will. You know, by the way, he's not even going to, as soon as he takes the oath of office. Are you coming, Annie? Are you coming to D.C.?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I were. I'll be broadcasting live on Martin Luther King Day here. We're going to cover it all wall to wall. So.
Okay. Well, it's going to be exciting. By the way, I'll come on the show because we do always every Monday about this time. We're going to have about 250 people at the Hay Adams Hotel, which is right across from the White House. And so it's going to be very noisy in there, but I'll come out.
we'll take you. Brad's writing notes down right now.
Okay, that's great. Anyway, so it's you got to hit the ground running. What the plan is that Trump is going to take he's going to be sworn in on the Capitol steps sometime around noon to 1 o'clock, right about the time you come on the air. Mm-hmm. And then he, you know, normally then they have a parade, you know, down Pennsylvania Avenue, the very famous parade. But Trump is going to go into the Capitol as soon as he's sworn in. He's going to start signing these executive orders.
That's
to
great.
Undo all the debt. And then they'll have the parade. That, in other words, he cannot wait to start reversing these crazy policies that Biden put in place. But we got to get the tax bill done. We cannot wait. My line is we got to do this in the first 150 days, because I want to remind your listeners, if we do not get this done, the average person and family that's listening to the show is going to lose $3,000. They're going to pay a higher tax. In other words, doing nothing is not an option. We have to get this passed right away. And then we're going to do the energy development. And then, of course, you saw what happened with that. Was it the Lincoln-Riley bill? You know, passed like with 80 votes in the Senate. It's so cruel, so inhumane to, you know, round up the criminal aliens.
Yes.
And it turns out when we put it to a vote, guess what? Everybody's, you know, aboard this agenda because it makes sense.
Yeah. I want to ask you about your observations here. They got the speaker passed, so Mike Johnson's back in the speakership. Mar-a-Lago has been teaming with Republican leadership from the House of Representatives. They're pushing through this reconciliation bill. I've heard about big, beautiful bills, or maybe two would be fine. What's your confidence right now in the House GOP's job and their ability to get their job done with Donald Trump's leadership?
Congress is very difficult to ever estimate what they're going to do. But I think we will get this tax bill done. I'm going to make a prediction to you that we get a bill signed into law by Memorial Day.
Okay.
And that would be like the first 150 days. And that's because it can't wait. The longer you wait, I mentioned this last week on your show. Trump is more popular today than ever.
Yeah.
He's ever been. And he's got a huge amount of political capital. He's got the public behind him. He's got to go, 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 go. You know, don't waste this. Don't waste the moment. Go. It's just like, you know, when FDR came in, you know, it's just a blizzard of activity in the 1933. Well, now we got to have Trump come in and just change the direction of our country, because J.D. Vance is right. I mean, this is a mess.
Yeah. We're speaking with Steve Moore right now. He's a Trump economic advisor and a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation. I want to ask you a little bit about the situation in California. And, you know, once they get these fires completely under control, and we pray sincerely and deeply that that happens very, very soon, I've been thinking about the blue state, the navy blue state that California is, and the government regulation that's going to exist between where these people are now and where they will need to be if they choose to rebuild in California. We're going to get to see up front how much government is willing to stay in the way or get out of the way for recovery here. I'm just wondering what your observations have been of the devastation and the fires in California and what's going to have to happen next to get them back in line.
What's happened in California is, I would almost say, criminally negligent. I mean, this shows you what happens when you have progressive, out-of-touch politicians, including Governor Gavin Newsom. Can you believe Gavin Newsom is considered a front runner to be the Democratic nominee for 2028? I mean, come on. What they have done in California has done so much damage. Not just to property, but obviously lives that have been lost, and also the fact that it's going to cost, I've heard estimates of over $100 billion to rebuild what has been lost to these fires. Millions of trees. You know, trees, I thought environmentalists were in favor of trees,
yeah.
But, I kind of laugh about it. But my point is that, you know, one of the leading causes of carbon and greenhouse gases in the atmosphere are forest fires. You know, these forest fires have caused more carbon to go into the atmosphere and more carcinogens than every car in the whole state of California. So my point is, if they had spent one-tenth as much money in California worrying about forest fires rather than worrying about climate change, this would not have happened. And tell me this, you can tell I'm angry about it, because I am.
Yeah.
Tell me how you can have forest fires and run out of water when you're 3 miles away from an ocean.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, there's got to be a desalination plan that gets that water.
You don't even have to desalinate the water. I mean, to put out a fire.
Yeah.
I mean, it is unbelievable to me that these kinds of things happen. And that the irony is that it's not just bad for the economy, it's bad for the environment. You know, the worst thing to breathe is the smoke.
Yeah.
That gets in your lungs. It can do permanent damage.
Yeah, it's there's.
I mean, I have a son who lived in Los Angeles. He had to move out. You know, he's out of there. You know, because you can't breathe the air there.
Oh man. Well, prayers for fast and just full recovery for these people. But the death toll keeps going up. And I'm just watching the government at all levels, which is very, very left leaning, hand off responsibility one way or the other.
They're incompetent. They're incompetent. Yeah. The fact is, this was one of the great dangers. Everyone knew that this was a powder keg. And the state, you turn on the fire hydrants and the water doesn't come out?
It's outrageous.
It is.
Yeah. Well, Steve, I think that the next time, if you are available next Monday, that we speak, Donald Trump
Trump will be president of the United States.
I'm excited to be able to say that, and we will pray for that moment and hit the ground running and get this country back to where it's supposed to be. Steve, thank you for being with us.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Steve Moore, a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation, a Trump economic advisor, in his book, The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again, starts Monday. And nice to see that he's willing to come on the show next Monday. Hopefully he follows through on that. These people who we have connections with, they're all such great people, and they make time for you because they care about you and they want to talk to you. And it's going to be a busy day Monday, but the excitement is real. The energy is real. And we'll get him back on here.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Next Monday is Martin Luther King Day. It's traditionally a holiday for us, so we would normally be off that day. But the Annie Fry Show knew that we would be on the air while all of the things were happening. We're going to see, as you listen to Steve Moore say, he's going to swear in, and then he's going to go into the Capitol and start signing EOs. We're going to have all of that covered for you live here. Of course, it's going to be a fun opportunity to spend time together, God willing. I mean, I remember when we were on the air for January 6, 2021, and you thought, okay, let's go see how this constitutional process plays out, questioning the results of an election. And little did we know what we would end up being able to cover during that historic day. This will be a little bit different, we pray, and we are going to be here on the holiday celebrating with you. So please, add us to your list of things to do as we watch the president be sworn in 1 week from today. It's really crazy that this is happening.
It's very similar to opening day, you know, for the Cardinals to me. When you watch all the pomp and circumstance, it's fun. You know, you're just kind of enjoying watching a tradition and all the things that go along with it. And you're excited
it's
about what
start.
Could happen. Yeah. But then it's once the baseball starts that you're like, all right, here we go. And that stuff's happening that day.
Yeah. Very, very impactfully. And I can't help but, this is the first time in my lifetime, certainly as a broadcaster, but as somebody who's been paying attention, I would say pretty sincerely to politics and to the consequences of elections and the importance of voting and all of that. Since I was a junior in high school, I've been paying close attention to it. This is the first time that I'm watching a president be inaugurated and get to work with such a fresh understanding and feeling of what it was like to be on the other side of watching the person who you did not want to get in there. And that's a real emotion. A lot of people are going to be feeling that day. I mean, if we're looking here at what's taking place and knowing that there are people who are still very sad that Donald Trump won, I'm also going to say, I don't know a lot of people in my life who felt like their life fell apart after November 5th.
No, I don't either.
And I don't think that they voted for Trump.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of, and our guests said this, I think Steve Moore said this within the last couple of weeks, that he knows a lot of people, and obviously, he knows a lot of Washington people.
Yeah.
And his Washington friends who voted for Harris were like, well, okay, Trump did a few things, let's see what he can do.
I think Steve Moore used the word relieved. People who supported Kamala Harris were relieved that Trump won.
That's an interesting place to be.
Let's take a quick break. Andy McCarthy on the Andy Frey Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about the aftermath of the sentencing of Donald Trump. Also, President Biden is going to give a foreign policy speech here soon. We're going to talk to Andy McCarthy next and respect the booking that we had with him. But we are watching Antony Blinken, who is the current Secretary of State, speaking in front of a podium. I would presume that what is taking place here right now is some ceremonial goodbyes maybe that are happening, but President Biden should be speaking, and we will watch that and monitor and probably bring you some highlights after we get done speaking to Andy McCarthy. One of those questions we had from one of the listeners who called in the 12 o'clock hour about our YouTube live chat poll, should the Trump inauguration go on as traditionally planned? I think it was caller Brandon maybe that asked, so if Trump's a felon and there are certain countries that felons can't travel to, .. Well, we'll add that to the list of questions we'll ask Andy McCarthy next on the Andy Frey Show. Don't go away.